riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local. Your evening newscast is brought to you by Hit and Run drive-thru convenience stores. 6 convenient locations in the Riverbend. Drive on up and let us do the walking.
SIUE faculty union expressing outrage over in-person return. I'm David Olenbiddle. Here's what you need to know. The Southern Illinois University Edwardsville Faculty Association, non-tenure track faculty association, and the Professional Staff Association recently issued a joint press release responding to SIUE's decision to return to in-person learning in the wake of the surging COVID-19 variants. The three unions represent over 850 faculty and staff on campus, and in the release, they voiced their disapproval over the decision, expressing frustration over the quickly changing orders from the administration. The president of the tenure line said, "The board and president are putting students, faculty, and staff at risk at a time when the positivity rate, both on campus and in the community in which we live and work, has never been higher. We can't help but feel that we are being treated as expendable." More details and the full response can be found online at riverbender.com. Madison County State's Attorney Thomas Hain praised the work of his prosecutors and law enforcement after a Madison County jury found Brady Witcher, 43, of Alabama, guilty on 3 counts of first-degree murder and 1 count of armed robbery for the December 2019 murders of Sherry Yates, A.J. Brooks, and John McMillan in Bethalto. The jury deliberated less than an hour, and these multiple murder convictions guarantee that Witcher will be sentenced to natural life in prison. Sentencing will officially occur at a future date. Hain went on to say this case involved a level of complexity that is highly unusual, with almost 400 exhibits and dozens of witnesses, which is due to extraordinary police work. Amy Spears recently received a national honor when she was named as a 2022 Extraordinary Educator by Curriculum Associates. That's a national company recognizing teachers who demonstrate growth in student achievement through formal assessments, showcase innovation and engagement practices, and maintain high standards for student performance. Alton Middle School math teacher Amy Spears is widely known by her Alton School District students and colleagues as an outstanding teacher. The hometown Civic Memorial Lady Eagles won a decisive 67-37 victory over the Jersey Lady Panthers Thursday night. Jersey played well, but the Eagles proved too much for them with their quick hands and impressive shooting. Todd Hannaford, athletic director for Civic Memorial, said, "We've got a high-energy team. Shoot the ball well, run the floor really well, and play really tough defense. We're not overly tall, but we're quick." Quick enough, they jumped out to a 19-point lead, never looking back, with scores at each quarter being 27-8, 47-17, 59-27, and of course, final score, 67-37. Alton saw its 3-game winning streak come to an end, with Collinsville jumping to an early lead in a Southwestern Conference win at Virgil Fletcher Gym. The Kahawks went out to a 21-10 first quarter lead, then 36-17 at halftime, 46-24 after three. The Redbirds did outscore Collinsville in the fourth quarter, 16-14, but wasn't enough as Collinsville hung on for the 60-40 win.
This newscast was made possible by Hit and Run drive-through convenience stores. 6 convenient locations in the Riverbend. Drive on up and let us do the walking. Riverbender.com, your number one source for everything local.